President Bush rebuked Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld yesterday for failing to tell him about photographs of prisoner mistreatment in Iraq. It's the latest sign of pressure on Rumsfeld after a scandal that outraged much of the world. Rumsfeld is supposed to testify before a Senate panel tomorrow about conditions at the Abu Ghraib prison, but critics are already calling for his resignation. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is covering this story. And Don, how great is the pressure on the secretary now?
There is significant pressure, and let's say there is growing pressure, growing perhaps even by the hour. Editorials and newspaper columns critical of him are really starting to appear today. One from the Midwest in an important state, Missouri. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch calls for his resignation. New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman today says the president should fire Rumsfeld and that he should do it today. The president is publicly standing by him. Yesterday, in those interviews with those Arabic language networks, the president said he had full confidence in Rumsfeld. The press secretary, Scott McClellan, repeated that at his briefing today. But again, there are senior administration officials talking to the media, making it clear that the president expressed strong displeasure with Rumsfeld yesterday when they met just prior to the president doing those two interviews. Scott McClellan at his briefing was asked about that today, and he said the two men had, his words, a good discussion. But he also repeated that the president thinks Rumsfeld is doing a good job and said any word of Rumsfeld's firing or resignation is news to him.
I want to make sure I'm clear on this. Is the president upset because of the scandal or simply because the Secretary of Defense didn't tell him quickly enough? Apparently, the military was talking to CBS about this before they talked to the White House.
I think the answer is all of the above, but it is particularly upsetting to the White House that he had to find out about these pictures, the existence of these pictures from the media on television. And the White House still cannot pinpoint when the president actually found out about the investigation into the abuse. And it appears that he never got the kind of full briefing that is the kind of thing that just shows up in daily notes, because Scott McClellan repeatedly tells us that he's having a hard time. It's sometime between mid-January and the end of April, which is a really wide range.
What other top officials are in trouble here?
Well, Rumsfeld certainly is the top of the list, but General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, is also mentioned. And this could ripple down through the Pentagon to some of Rumsfeld's top deputies and even down through the chain of command in Iraq. But really, the primary name that we're hearing now, and we're hearing it up on Capitol Hill and in newspaper editorials and the like, is Rumsfeld himself.
And members of Congress, of course, are outraged here, but at the same time that all this is happening, the White House is asking Congress for $25 billion more dollars to pay for the war in Iraq and in Afghanistan.
More money and earlier than we expected. We didn't think this request was going to come until after the election. It's a reflection of how quickly they are burning through money in the war effort, both in Iraq and in what's going on in Afghanistan. And it's the timing of it is a little tricky. We are in the middle of an election year. It does, again, underscore both the cost of this at a time when the public is daily being reminded of the cost of it in terms of lives and casualties as well.
Okay. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thanks.
You're welcome.